I'm going to call tonight's organizational meeting of the Ulster County Legislature to order. Can everyone please rise for the pledge to the flag and remain standing for a moment of silent meditation?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
For tonight's announcements, fire evacuation plan. Please note that in the event of an emergency, the fire department has requested that legislators and all others move at least one block away from the county office building in order not to impede the firefighters in their duties. Cell phones, please silence cell phones for the duration of the meeting. Microphones, please be reminded to use your microphones when speaking so that you are recorded for the official record. Roll call. Clinton.
Here.
Collins.
Here.
Corcoran.
Here.
Criswell.
Here.
Donaldson.
Here.
Gavaris.
Present.
Green.
Here.
Hansett. Harmon.
Here.
Hewitt.
Here.
Kitchen.
Here.
Kovacs.
Here.
Levine.
Here.
Litz.
Here.
Lopez.
Here.
Maloney.
Here.
McCullough.
Here.
Nolan.
Here.
Roberts.
I am here.
Sperry.
Here.
Stewart.
Here.
Uchitel.
Here.
And Walls.
Here.
There are 22 present and one absent. This evening, for our first order of business, we are very pleased to have the Honorable David N. Gandon, Supreme Court Justice, here to conduct our swearing in. I've been informed that today is his birthday, and I promised I would embarrass him by letting everyone know. So, in order for us to best have this ceremony be meaningful, what I'd like to do at this time is ask any loved ones, family, friends, anyone who would like to join the legislators on the floor, please do that now. We are going to start the swearing in, and then the legislative staff will be taking pictures. So it's going to get a little loud, a little crazy, but go ahead and join every legislator that you're here to support. This is so cute. And Judge Gannon, whenever you feel ready, you can tell him to raise their right hand and get started.
All right. Would all the legislatures please stand? And before I ask you to raise your right hand and give you the oath, I just would like to thank you for asking me to do this. It's really an honor for me. The work you do is important. And as a citizen of Ulster County, I want to thank you for your service. It's often not glamorous, but it's important work, and I appreciate it. So with that, please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States, the Constitution of the State of New York, and the Charter of Ulster County, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the Office of Legislator for the County of Ulster, according to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
You may be seated.
You will all find your oath right on top of your brown folders. You're going to need to sign those now. Jay is our notary.
Yep. Jay didn't see me, though. You didn't see me do it. That's on video.
It's true. Everything's on video.
There used to be a guy who sat right behind me over here.
Our next order of business tonight is the nomination of a temporary chair of the legislature. So at this time, I'd like to entertain a motion for a temporary chair, Legislator Levine.
Yes, thank you, Madam Clerk. I would be honored to nominate Legislator Abe Uchitel for the position of temporary chair of the Ulster County Legislature.
A nomination for Legislator Uchitel. Is there a second for that?
I'll second that nomination.
Second by Legislator Sperry. Ignore this formality I have to do. Are there any other nominations for temporary chair of the legislature? Are there any other nominations for a temporary chair of the legislature? And one more time, are there any other nominations for a temporary chair of the legislature?
Motion to close nominations.
Legislator Nolan, is there a second? Legislator Litz. So, Legislator Uchitel, you are the temporary chair of the Ulster County Legislature.
I will now entertain nominations for the role of chair for the full legislature. Full chair for the legislature. Are there any nominations for chair of the Ulster County Legislature? Legislator Sperry?
I'd like to nominate Peter Criswell for chair of the Ulster County Legislature. The chair of the legislature is responsible for the conduct of the legislative session, assignment of standing committee chairs and members, guiding legislative priorities, naming appointments to boards and commissions, as well as preserving order and decorum. For these responsibilities, it's my privilege to nominate Peter Criswell as the chair of the Ulster County Legislature. Legislator Criswell is efficient, inclusive, level-headed, and a good communicator. He is one of the few legislators on both sides of the aisle that reached out to me regularly throughout my first term. As a member of the ARPA committee, I've had firsthand experience seeing him lead as our chair. I think he did a great job moderating conversations around resolutions and priorities for the ARPA funds that we received for the past 2 years. He often seeks bipartisan support to move legislation forward. I've seen that firsthand in the ARPA and Economic Development Committees that we both served on last term. In his 4 years on the legislature, he's served on a wide variety of committees and working groups, and he's always shown a lot of passion and commitment for the work. Prior to joining the legislature, Peter had years of experience in leadership roles in the community, in community-minded organizations in both the public and private sectors, managing staff and budgets at nonprofits, building consensus, fostering collaborative environments while interfacing with both public and private partners. I'm sure that Legislator Criswell will lead with a combination of expertise and passion, and I look forward to collaborating with him and the rest of you for the next 2 years. Thank you.
All right, there is a nomination. Is there a second for Legislator Criswell? Legislator Levine.
Thank you, Temporary Chair Uchitel. I would like today to second the nomination of Peter Criswell for the role of Chair of the Ulster County Legislature. In my time in the legislature, I have had the opportunity to work closely with Peter, also as a member of the ARPA committee, which Peter did chair. The ARPA committee was dealt the daunting task of helping decide how best to spend the $34 million in federal aid that Ulster County was allocated following the COVID-19 pandemic. I saw firsthand Peter's dedication and collaborative approach to chairing that committee, and the success of the projects championed by the ARPA committee are a testament to Peter's effective leadership skills. I know that Peter will engage with every member of this legislature on both sides of the aisle to find out each member's legislative priorities and skill sets in order to get the very best out of each and every member of this legislature to ensure that the Ulster County Legislature is as productive and successful as possible. Peter is also approachable and is willing to listen to everyone's opinion, and he will look for compromise where there is disagreement on an issue, which I think is a critical skill for the chair of the legislature to possess. For these reasons, I am proud to second his nomination.
Thank you. The nomination for Legislator Criswell has been seconded. Are there any other nominations for the role of chair? Are there any other nominations for the role of chair? Are there any other nominations for the role of chair? Hearing no other nominations, I will entertain.
Motion to close nominations.
Is there a second? All right. The motion to close nominations has been made and has been seconded. All those in favor? Any opposed? Congratulations, Legislator Criswell.
So there will be a vote now. Since there was only one nomination, it's a yes or no vote for Legislator Criswell.
Sorry about that.
Clinton.
Yes.
Collins.
Yes.
Corcoran.
Yes.
Criswell.
Yes.
Donaldson.
Yes.
Guevaras.
Yes.
Green.
Yes.
Harmon.
Yes.
Hewitt.
Yes.
Kitchen.
Yes.
Kovacs?
Yes.
Levine?
Yes.
Litz?
Yes.
Lopez?
Yes.
Maloney?
Yes.
McCullough?
Yes.
Nolan?
Yes.
Roberts?
I wish the new chairman well. I'm a yes.
Sperry?
Yes.
Stewart?
Yes.
Uchitel?
Yes.
And Walls.
Yes.
By unanimous vote, Legislator Criswell is now the chair of the Ulster County Legislature.
Congratulations.
we're going to get our routine straight really quickly, but thank you for your patience as we do that. Thank you for electing me as your chair. It's truly an honor to step into this pivotal role, and I'm grateful for the trust you've placed in me. I want to take a moment to recognize the dedicated leaders who will be instrumental in our legislative journey. Majority Leader Abe Ushetel and Deputy Majority Leader Aaron Levine, I applaud you on your appointments, and I look forward to continuing our collaborative efforts. Minority Leader Kevin Roberts and Deputy Minority Leader Craig Lopez, I appreciate your commitment to constructive dialogue, and I'm eager to work together in the spirit of bipartisanship. This chairmanship is not about me. It's about us. And more importantly, about our constituents. As we gather in this chamber, let us remember the weight of our responsibility, the health, safety, and well-being of over 182,000 people rest on our decisions. Our collective strength lies in our ability to engage in hearty conversation, thoughtful debate, and collaborative action. It's through these efforts that we can arrive at decisions that genuinely serve the needs of both current and future residents of Ulster County. Let us approach our deliberations with a sense of duty, recognizing the profound impact our decisions can have on the lives of those we represent. Each time we enter this chamber, let us be mindful of the purpose that unites us and the people we are privileged to serve. Together, we can navigate the challenges ahead and contribute to the well-being of our community. Thank you once again for this honor, and I look forward to a productive and collaborative tenure as your chair. Thank you. Now on to a lighter note, birthdays. So we have one birthday this month, and it is Legislator Gina Hansett, who's not here tonight, but we'll say a happy birthday to Gina. It's January 12th. And I'd like to ask for a motion to dispense with the reading of the previous meeting's minutes.
To dispense with the reading of the minutes.
And all in favor? Any opposed? Thank you. Alrighty. There are various communications listed and on file in the clerk's office that remain available for inspection by those interested by contacting the office. All right. At this time, we're going to move into a period of public comment regarding resolutions on the agenda. So this is public comment for resolutions that are on this evening's agenda. You will have 2 minutes to speak. There's a clock in the back there. I ask you to be succinct in your comments. Clerk, is there anybody signed up?
There is not, Mr. Chair.
Seeing no one signed up, is there anybody in the galley that would like to speak on resolutions that are before us this evening? Seeing none, I ask that we close public comment. Do we have a motion for that? And a second? And all in favor? Any opposed? Thank you. I now appoint Majority Leader Ushetel to chair the Committee of the Whole.
Thank you, Chair Criswell. I move to block resolutions. Actually, before we get started on that, I do want to explain to everyone here what is happening with the Committee of the Whole. This is the only night that you will probably hear about Committee of the Whole. Every resolution.
Deputy Majority Leader, would you like to come to the front?
Oh, sure. Every resolution that is before our legislature must first pass through our committee process. Because committees have not been constituted yet, we have the Committee of the Whole that I will preside over now in order to advance to the floor our first 6 resolutions that establish our committees, adopt our rules of order, and a couple of other items before us tonight. So this is a rare instance where we meet as a Committee of the Whole, which is the entire legislature. And I will begin by moving to block resolutions 1 through 6. All those in favor of blocking resolutions 1 through 6 so that we can take them as a single block.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, so we now have a block of resolutions. We have to advance them to the floor. I know that there are a couple of resolutions that a few people would like to speak on, but I ask that we move it to the floor before we have those conversations. So on the block of 6 resolutions to advance it to the floor, I'm going to call the question. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. And thus concludes, do we need to adjourn the Committee of the Whole? I would like to take a motion to adjourn the Committee of the Whole. And all right, moved and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, the Committee of the Whole is adjourned.
Okay. So we're now going to vote on the resolutions, and we'll accept a motion to block.
Chair Criswell, I move to block resolutions 1 through 4.
Second.
All in favor of that block?
Aye.
Any opposed? And on the block itself?
On the block itself, we are short yes.
Short yes.
The resolutions are adopted 22-0. Thank you so much. I do very much appreciate you all. We do have more resolutions. The next resolution is resolution number 5, authorizing the issuance and sale of up to $15 million revenue anticipation notes of the County of Ulster, New York, in anticipation of the collection or receipt of revenues estimated to be received from sales and compensating use taxes during the current fiscal year of said county.
I think we're going to need a long roll.
Yes, Legislator Gavaris.
I move for a discussion.
Do I have a second on that? All right, and discussion, yes?
Thank you. For Resolution 5 and 6, same comments going to stand. I would like to start off a new year by not going out and giving the authority to take out a bond or a ban or a tax anticipation note when we have 100+ million in the bank. That we do not need this. We are never going to actually do this, so why authorize it? I would like us to really start looking at the amount of money that we have and spending money that we have rather than trying to borrow for it or even giving the authority to borrow. So I'm just trying to start the year off right with that. Thank you.
Thank you. Legislator Nolan.
Yes, I take that argument and think there's some merit in it. On these two particular resolutions, I favor going ahead and authorizing the finance department to take this standard route that they would do, because it is in regard to certain kinds of notes and borrowing and taxes that I think it's good to just have stability and predictability about. This is not actually taking on any debt. It's just authorizing that movement if it should be come to be needed. So I think it's a kind of gesture of goodwill and good faith to go ahead and have this available. I do think there are conversations we should continue to have about when we should borrow, but this isn't about whether or not to borrow. It's about saying we could. And so I'd rather have those conversations about things where we maybe would not borrow. On this, if we came up short, I think we would certainly borrow.
Anybody else on this? Yes, Legislator Maloney.
I happen to agree with John. I just don't see, with all the sitting money we have, where we would ever end up. I get it. It's no harm, no foul. But where it just doesn't seem that we would ever end up needing to do this. And we've talked about this with bonding, you know, buying vehicles, going out to bond to buy a vehicle when we have, you know, $100 million sitting there. I think it's probably not worth the time it took to put it here. We should probably just spend down some of that excess money.
Yes, Legislator Nolan for the second time.
One thing I would say is that I had expected that if we were going to come to a point where we would decide not to bond, that we would have some of the people perhaps in the legislature or bring in consultants who would go through for us what interest rates are, what the terms of these notes would be, what the advantages to the county are of having a debt that at a certain interest rate over the time periods that are anticipated. Those are the kinds of conversations that would make me feel more comfortable about any given decision to bond or not bond. And we haven't had those, at least that I've been present for. And so I'd rather, I'd like to have those. And so maybe we could take tonight's vote on this as an indication that we should be having those conversations.
Yes, I see Legislator Maloney for the time.
Yeah, look, that's a function of our finance department. I'm sure the comptroller with multiple CPAs could handle crunching some of those numbers. I think with interest rates where they're at, it's probably rarely going to be advantageous to bond, especially for smaller purchases at this point. But I'm not sure why our finance department couldn't do something like that. I'm certain if we asked the comptroller, they could probably in about 15 or 20 minutes on a specific bond could tell us whether it's most likely. It's hard to be certain, but you get an idea because you're anticipating what things are going to look like a couple of years from now sometimes. But I'm pretty sure that's a function we could handle in-house and not, you know. But that's why there's been statement no's up here on bonds for years now until we finally get somebody to crunch those numbers, but it just hasn't been done, and we continue to bond, you know, 9, 10, 12 times every single month for things that many times we don't ended up even bonding for, but we write up the resolution. But there's certainly times we're bonding and it's costing us more than saving us.
Thank you. I'm going to go to Legislator Collins for the first time.
Thank you. My understanding is this isn't actually bonding. This is an anticipation note. This note is there in case there's an emergency that we do not anticipate, that the county might need the money quickly and to be able to pay a bill. This is a fail-safe mechanism, I believe, for the county, and I believe we should do it in case something does happen unanticipated. So it's kind of, you know, novel. We're calling it an anticipation note for something unanticipated, but that's exactly what it is. So I do believe we do need to pass this and let this go through. Thank you.
Thank you. Legislator Gavars.
Thank you. Legislator Nolan actually argued my point for me, which is that we should be having the executive side give us the reasons why we need to bond and why we need to do a tax anticipation note rather than us approving it and leveling it up to them to sort of figure it out when the time comes. To Legislator Collins' comments, if they actually move forward with this, it is a bond. It is essentially, it's a form of a bond. This is almost never going to happen unless some catastrophic event happened in the world, because we're talking about over $100 million in the bank that we have to be able to have an additional $35 million of borrowing. Something pretty catastrophic would have to happen for us to be needing to do that. So I really just encourage us to start off on the right foot of asking the question, when we need to borrow money, why do we need to do it, rather than just giving the blanket authority to do so and then not coming to us when we actually need to do it.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Any further discussion? So it will be a long roll vote.
Clinton.
It's my understanding that this can come back up as necessary, so I'm a no.
Collins.
Yes.
Corcoran.
Yes.
Criswell.
No.
Donaldson.
No.
Gavaris.
No.
Green.
Pass.
Harmon.
No.
Hewitt.
No.
Kitchen. Kovacs.
No.
Levine.
Yes.
Litz.
Yes.
Lopez.
Yes.
Maloney.
No.
McCullough.
No.
Nolan.
Yes.
Roberts.
Yes.
Sperry.
No.
Stewart.
Yes.
Duchatel.
Yes.
Walls.
Yes.
Green.
Yes.
Kitchen.
No.
And Roberts. It's currently 9 yeses, 11 noes.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry, 10 noes. The resolution is defeated 11 to 11. Our next resolution is resolution number 6, authorizing the issuance and sale of up to $20 million tax anticipation notes of the County of Ulster, New York, in anticipation of the collection or receipt of the 2024 real property taxes based on the 2023 real property tax assessments for the current fiscal year of said county.
And motion for discussion. Oh, do we have to move to discuss?
Nope.
Let's discuss. anybody have anything they'd like to add to this?
Ask for another long roll.
Legislator Gavaris.
I just asked to clarify in the previous one the vote count, because I have a different number.
Do you?
I had a 12-10. Yeah. I know. I just want to officially should be accurate. Unless Richard Roberts changed his. Okay. Well, I guess we'll find out again.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. I'm going to call for a long roll on this one as well.
All right. So on resolution 6, Clinton.
No.
Collins.
Yes.
Corcoran.
Yes.
Criswell.
No.
Donaldson.
No.
Gavaris.
No.
Green.
No.
Harmon.
No.
Hewitt.
No.
Kitchen. Kovacs.
No.
Levine.
Yes.
Litz.
Yes.
Lopez.
Yes.
Maloney.
No.
McCullough.
No.
Nolan.
Yes.
Roberts.
No.
Sperry.
No.
Stewart.
Yes.
Uchitel.
Yes.
Walls.
Yes.
And Kitchen.
No.
We aren't going to find out, because that vote I have is defeated 9 yeses to 13 noes.
I have minutes. I only changed.
I'm sorry.
I have mana as the only change.
You have mana as the only change?
Yeah. It's fine. Vicky, I'm sorry.
You can keep moving on, because it's our last resolution.
Okay.
Our last resolution.
Yeah, we can do that. I'll keep working here to make sure.
All right, thank you. As the clerk works, I'm going to... call a public hearing to order. So we have a public hearing on proposed local law number 20 of 2023, a local law amending Article 13, collection of delinquent real property taxes of the Code of the County of Ulster in relation to authorization. Clerk, are there any speakers?
There are not any speakers signed up.
Is there anybody in the galley who's interested in speaking on this topic, proposed law number 20? Anybody interested in speaking?
I'll make a motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The public hearing is closed. Thank you. All right. Okay. Sure. Now we are going to move to public comment on matters that are not currently before the legislature. Again, if you're interested in speaking, you'll have 2 minutes to speak. So is there anybody signed up to speak at this public comment?
There is not.
Is there anybody in the galley who's interested in speaking at this public comment period who is not signed up? Anybody interested in speaking? And a third time, is anybody interested in speaking? Seeing none, I'll accept the motion to close the public comment. And a second? All in favor? Any opposed? Thank you. All right.
And just before we go, I do want to say that Legislator Gavaris is absolutely correct with his vote count on resolution, which never happens, by the way. So that's a big deal to start off.
The clerk, this is the first time I've ever questioned the clerk.
Yeah, and I'm very glad you did. As we all know, I don't mind being proven wrong. So that is, you are absolutely correct that the vote on resolution 5 was 10 to 12.
Thank you. Legislator Sperry, can I call on you to read the memorials for this evening?
Yes. Tonight's meeting is being adjourned in memory of former Town of Esopus Town Clerk and Town Supervisor Diane McCord, Ralph Post Sr. of Marlboro, Gary F. Parks of Marlboro, Antoinette Weber of Kingston, Gary F. Parks of Milton, Theodore Humphrey Sr. of Port Ewan, and Robert Tomaszewski, of Kingston.
Thank you. And at this moment, I ask other legislators if they have anybody they would like to either add to the list or somebody they would like to speak about who's on the list. So, Legislator Corcoran, I saw your hand.
Just like to add the name of Dominic Afuso. He was a many, many years on our zoning board and our planning board and was a distinguished businessman in our town. So Dominic Afuso, Marlboro.
Thank you. Legislator Uchitel.
I just want to say a few words in memory of Antoinette Weber, or as I knew her, Tony, or as most knew her, Mrs. Weber. She was an incredible woman. She started her life in Italy. She was born in Italy. But then she moved to Kingston and lived on Green Street for 60 years, the last 10 of which she was my neighbor. And she was a nurse in the maternity ward in Kingston Hospital. She probably delivered half the babies in this town. She was an incredible woman. Anytime there was anything going on in the neighborhood, all she cared about was it going to keep her from watching the Yankee game? She was a real sweetheart. We all had to be vigilant to try and prevent her from shoveling her own sidewalk every single winter and raking her own leaves. She was adamant about doing everything right through to this summer, and she'll be missed by many on Green Street and many in Kingston.
Thank you. Yes, Legislator Stewart.
And I also wanted to add the name of Will Husta. Will served on the Planning and Zoning Board in the town of Marbletown, I believe since like 1975. And he oversaw the Zoning Board for many, many years and is responsible for many of the reasons why Marbletown looks the way it does. And to him, we are greatly thankful and indebted. Thank you.
Thank you. So I would just like to add a special welcome to all our new legislators. Welcome, and looking forward to working with you all this year. And returning legislators, welcome, and looking forward to working with you. Looking forward to a productive year this year. And may I have a motion to adjourn?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn their legislative session.
Thank you, sir. And a second. All in favor? Any opposed? Our meeting's adjourned. Thank you.